Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we talk about gun violence with Burl Love. He's the executive editor of the Reno Gazette Journal, and is media part of the problem? Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Andy Barbano, Trey Abney, and Liz McMenamin. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Burl Love. He's the executive editor of the Reno Gazette Journal. Pleasure to have you here, sir.
Thank you for having me.
So I have to be nice to you because I actually do write an article for the Gazette. So thank you for that opportunity, by the way.
You're welcome.
But I'm curious about your opinion on the role of the media in some of these mass shootings that we've had recently. Obviously, Newton was a huge event for America. We were all touched by that. Mm-hmm. But if you look at something like the Atlanta shooting recently, where one child was shot and it looked like they knew each other. And again, the media jumps all over it. And yet, what we keep hearing is arguably one of the reasons these crazies do this is because they want the media attention. So isn't the media almost feeding into where we're copycatting and creating situations that are encouraging this kind of bad behavior?
We talk a lot about that, but I think when you do a balance test, when you have something, how is our country going to react post-Newtown? And we have a flurry of activity at all levels of government with people looking at, do we have the right type of gun laws in place? Do we need more? Are we enforcing the ones that we have? There is a thirst right now for knowledge about this, that it's hard not to look at every case that comes up in a big way. The 24-hour news cycle is relentless in, for its appetite, so I think there's a lot of overplay that goes on. But if, you know, as a news person myself, what is worse, underplaying it and sweeping it under the carpet, or getting it out in the open where people can talk about it? I think I would err on the latter.
You know, David Brinkley said that people think that all over the world news is happening 24 hours a day, when in fact on most days absolutely nothing is going on. And that really is true, isn't it? Because
it
that's
is.
And that's part of the problem.
problem of having that it started with the cable TV networks, but now it's become part of the news cycle for newspapers and TV stations as everybody's trying to get everything onto everybody's mobile devices. In a way, does it concern you that people are getting so much information if they're signed up for all these different services that by the time they pick up the paper in the morning that they've already read most of the stuff that's in it?
It concerns me a little bit, but in the last 5 or 6 years, most newspapers, at least the ones that are paying attention, don't consider themselves newspapers. Just newspapers anymore. They're news organizations. We clearly are at the Reno Gazette Journal. It's like we stop once a day and capture what we did in print for the people who prefer that platform. But most of what we do is part of that continuous news cycle, and that's been a transformation that we've been doing the last 5 years. And it's even more, you brought up mobile. We used to talk about the term convergence. You know, television and newspapers and radio are all going to converge. And it's truly happened, but not to the degree that it's happening on mobile, because we are all competing in this space, very small space, I mean, literally and figuratively, with each other, and that's where everything is converging. I haven't seen the good old competitive spirit between, you know, even local members of the media this intense, and it's because when it comes to mobile, we're basically, because of the platform limitations, what you can see on it, it's a nice platform for video. You know, I employ video journalists right now. I didn't 5 years ago. So we're really all in that place, and that's where the competitive landscape is. And I think that's what's driving a lot of this. I've heard someone call it the atomization of information, because there's so much out there. But does it concern me? No, because I think with all of that information, the role of the professional journalist is more important than ever before to help prioritize it, give it some context. I heard the term curation not too long ago. Oh, now we need to curate all this information. Well, I think that's what editing is. I mean, it's not a new concept. And now the role is changing, but I think it's probably more important than it used to be when there were only a few news sources available for people.
But is not the financial model still that you make a lot more money if you sell a full-page ad in the newspaper?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think about it. We used to be in control of the delivery channel. You know, it's our press, it's our trucks. We get to decide what the price of a full-page ad is. In the digital space, there is, you know, it's a free-for-all right now. So it's pennies to the dollars for the advertising that we get, which is why you've seen this shift towards paid content models to actually put the notion into the consumer's mind that information is not a commodity, you know, you're not entitled to it for free, that there are hardworking journalists out there and companies that are trying to please their investors, you know, that the content that comes to you, someone has to pay for that. And so as we shift that away from an advertising-based model, that's where we see you know, the revenue growth right now is in getting people to actually pay for the content that they consume online.
I've just been recently did an ad buy with the Gazette, and I'm spending just as much online as I would be in the print, mm-hmm. as well as I am on the print, mm-hmm. because that's just really where the people are too. I mean, you talked about picking up your paper. Now you just pick up your phone and you're reading the paper. So there are so many ways to get at that information. But you talked a little bit about the curation, and I'm still very worried about the verification, especially when you have bloggers out there that are printing stuff as if it is truly real, and then you have journalists that then read that and then take it. And I mean, we've seen just last week an example of a journalist who wrote things that weren't real. Mm-hmm. How are you able to control the verification aspect of information that is just flowing into your newsroom 24 hours a day?
Well, you stumbled across a very deep thought that is behind a lot of the strategy that we are using moving forward is, you know, what is the job to be done for the traditional media? And, you know, eyewitness is still one of them. There's the joke about the, you know, the reporter with a bad pair of khaki pants that's at every city council meeting. Not that Brian Dugan dresses like
that. He's sharp.
He's a sharp. sharp guy. But we want that information, but we're not willing to invest the time to sit there and witness it firsthand in many cases. Even though it's broadcast, you know, you can go to the internet and watch the city council meeting, we still expect people to do that for us and tell us what's important. So that's one piece of it. The other piece, the job that's important for us to do is to be the people who verify information. And when do, you know, we have very strict standards on what we use from the blogosphere that we actually will endorse and say, okay, this is truth, because we want to verify it for ourselves. We want to make sure that we go to the original source and not just somebody who's repeating it. If we neglect that role, then truly there's no separation between us and anybody who's sitting there, you know, in the basement blogging away.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with more with Burl Love when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
Look who benefits from Nevada Mining, because mining contributes to products that touch our lives every day. Sensors and airbags and smoke detectors. Lime, gypsum, and copper for construction. Lithium for our smartphones and hybrid car batteries. Gold for life-saving medical equipment. And computers wouldn't work without products from mining. Products used all over the world come from right here in Nevada. Mining supports Nevada's families and their dreams. Visit our website and learn more.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Burl Love. He's the executive editor of the Reno Gazette Journal. Interesting, in previous conversations, we've talked about, you know, the newspaper as being, you know, a niche publication these days versus what you're doing online. We're seeing newspapers around the country going back to 3 days a week, in some cases only being online. Where do you think the Reno Gazette Journal is headed?
I'm certain that print is going to be less important for people with each generation, but there will always be a role for it.
Do you see the RGJ going to perhaps a three-day-a-week printing schedule?
I think that's a possibility in the distant future. It's not one right now. We actually looked at that. The Detroit News, which has a reduced print frequency model that's worked out pretty well as a Gannett paper, so all of us were looking at that. And we decided in this market and many of the smaller community level markets that print is still a 7-day habit for many of our readers.
For our radio folks, I just held my hand.
And so we're going to deliver on that. Now, you probably have noticed there's a joke that if you get the Monday newspaper, you need to put a rock in the bag so it doesn't blow away. Clearly, we emphasize certain days of the week above others. Sunday, which is a huge readership day for us, and is the day people want to spend time with a print publication and advertisers want to be in there. That's a huge paper. We have, you know, we've added sections to it. We added a new section called Reno Rebirth, just focusing on those issues that are important to Northern Nevada's recovery, whether it be improving education or, you know, deciding what we want to be when we grow up from an economic standpoint. Those topics people want to spend some time with, and we've decided Sunday's a good day for that. Monday, people are going back to work. You know, it's a much more slimmed down version of the print edition, but it's still there because, like I said, most of our readers expect that 7 days a week still.
Well, I couldn't wait, frankly, to get this Monday's paper, but it was mostly so I could cry over the Colin Kaepernick loss at this, with the San Francisco 49ers. And I really wanted to see what Dan Hixman was saying about what caused this power outage to the Superdome.
Right.
But this kind
Beyonce,
of
brings me, come
Beyonce,
on.
Beyonce, oh, well, like, thank goodness it wasn't a wardrobe malfunction, just a lighting malfunction. Well, of course, all the men out there, I'm sure, would love a wardrobe malfunction. But there was a lot of hype around Kaepernick
right.
and this paper. I imagine you guys had more searches the past couple of weeks of your information on him as a as a football player at Nevada than anything. But how does something like that, one man playing in the world's in a Super Bowl, how does that impact the Reno Gazette?
Well, anytime you have a local hero like Colin Kaepernick go on the national stage, you need to, from my perspective, you know, you need to take advantage of that. You know, what are the stories about him we can tell that no one else can? So off we marched to the place where he got all of his tattoos. And
which, you know, made national
which
news.
The video interview we did with him was widely spread across the country. You know, photos of him in his heyday at Nevada, reliving, you know, the win against Boise State. I mean, all of that, people couldn't get enough of it, and we were in a good position to deliver that and to help the community celebrate. You know, we, by design, created a Super Bowl preview section that was less about the Super Bowl and more about Colin Kaepernick because that's what was important to our
readers. I read it cover
reader,
to cover.
Right?
Yeah, I did.
And so, you know, like any, you know, we live for big news events, and we try to exploit them every possibility.
I thought you guys did a fabulous job
Thank
myself.
You. Thank you.
One of the biggest stories always is education.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's been interesting, you know, with our previous school superintendent in Washoe County. I've never seen anybody more involved with the media and trying to be on TV, in the newspaper, everywhere possible. And Pedro Martinez, his successor, said on this program that he was not going to be, you know, a media star. And yet, with his state of education, there was more pressure on news outlets to cover his speech than I've seen before. And we didn't cover it because I wanted to know what the speech content was, and as they weren't going to release it to me beforehand, I didn't know whether it was going to be newsworthy or not.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with that, where you have such an important issue, but, you know, are we covering it because we find it to be news, or are we covering it because we're getting pressure from the school district that has a major PR
mm-hmm.
department?
I'll give option C. In our situation, we one of the things that we did to deal with you know, a reduction in staff over the years, and the staff that we have remaining having to deliver news constantly on all platforms, is to say, okay, we cannot be all things to all people, and we cannot, you know, follow the endless chase of the press release and news release. We have to decide what our priorities are, and we are going to develop that agenda. And so for us, education was one of the top priorities for our community, and so we established what that agenda is.
We've got about 30 seconds.
Okay, and so for us, we had to be there, and we were, you know, no matter what he said, we were going to report on it in the context of, are we improving education? Is there enough resources? And what is the leadership of the Washoe County School District going to do? So regardless of what he said, our agenda was going to take control there.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank
Come
you.
Back soon, sir.
I will.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Car accidents, motorcycle accidents. Injured in an accident?
I'm attorney Bob Vanna. I've been winning injury cases in Nevada since 1976.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
Oh, good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself
or
more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0714 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
Did you get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
I'm attorney Chad Golightly. You need confidence knowing that your attorney will be there when you call, that guidance to the legal process will be made easy, and that you and your family's best interest will be put first.
Golightly and Vanna, 222-3333.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel as always. Trey Abney is here, Director of Government Relations for the Chamber. Liz McMenamin is Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. And Andy Barbano is Editor of NevadaLabor.com. So Liz, just give us your thoughts from the opening week here of the session, the atmosphere.
Interestingly enough, it's probably been... going back to when I first started in this legislature in 2001, this is has that same flair, that Joe Dini collegiality and Bill Raggio type thing. So it's going to be interesting to see if this stays. It's been civil, and our new speaker, I believe, means business, and I think she is bringing her, between her and Mo Dennis, and our Republican leaders, I think we've got the makings of a very civil legislative session.
Okay, Mr. Barbani, you've been around for a while. Your thoughts?
My maiden voyage in the Nevada legislature was 40 years ago this year.
Cool.
And if the lovely and young Miss McMenamin is correct, then what she is seeing is reflected in what Jane Ann Morrison said on this program last week. If it is civil and collegial like the College of Cardinals, ain't nothing going to happen at this session.
Your thoughts, Trey?
I agree, and Liz pointed out the leadership. We have four brand new leaders in both chambers. We don't have the partisan hacks that ran the chambers like they did last session. And so I think you're really going to get some things done. And, you know, they're going to have a tax discussion, but it started in week one, just like the speaker said, just like the majority leader said, instead of on May 15th by throwing out bills that had no chance of passing and having a circus. So I think it bodes well.
One of the bills that popped up was from James Settlemyer, which is the idea of having random drug tests of Nevada welfare recipients. How do you feel about that, Liz?
You know, I guess I have my own personal feelings about it, but I don't know if they've tried this in other states, and I think the concept is good in essence that if you are a recipient of the taxpayer dollars, then maybe we need to look at a way to monitor you. If you have a drug problem, then maybe we can help you. Yeah, I think that it all goes hand in hand. I don't know if there's a flavor for that passing this legislative session or if any of the legislators think that that's something they want to do. But again, I go back to, if you have a drug problem, you're a welfare recipient, maybe we can circumvent that as taxpayers and get you some help that you might need.
Andy?
The bill is in serious need of amendment. It should be egalitarian. And if all welfare recipients should be drug tested, not just those applying at the welfare office. That means the executives of the Reno Aces, Red Development and Sparks, Cabela's, Shields, all the recipients of Nevada corporate welfare should be drug tested consistently at the same time and be put into treatment for corporate welfare addiction.
True. <Trey. laughs>
I don't know how to follow that.
The Barbano Comedy Hour, apparently.
I think it's a good idea and concept. I would point your viewers and listeners to Patrick Kulikin's column that was in The Sun over the weekend. Right. And he talked about that in states where this has worked, first of all, where they've implemented this. First of all, very few people actually tested positive. And secondly, it ended up costing some of those states more than what it saved because of the amount of staff time and things that go into that.
Well, right. You're a flaming liberal. Yay.
Wow.
Liz, Bruce Breslow, you know, who always comes up with very imaginative ideas, has come up with this idea of the Home Means Nevada Home Retention Program that would buy pools of underwater mortgages from the federal government at a 30% discount using funds from the National Mortgage Settlement and federal sources, and then work with the homeowners to refinance the houses. That comes from the Associated Press. Does that sound like a good idea to you?
You know, right off the bat, it sounds like a wonderful idea for those homeowners that are underwater. I don't know what he's how he's going to work the program or how the program actually is going to be implemented and who's going to get the help. So I guess the devil's in the details, as Carol Pilardo always says.
Yeah, they're going to actually, the state would decide who the people are. They're not just going to have an open thing here.
Well, I hope this provides some relief at long last to at least some of the people who were promised relief under the original TARP bill and all of the bank bailouts that passed, and then the money never got down to the street level, and so many people lost their homes, but the billionaires on Wall Street still got their bonuses. So I'm in favor of it. Let's see what Bruce develops. Good, more power to him.
Liz?
You know, and we've watched this, and we've seen people get in trouble, and there are seriously people out there who are in need.
Yes.
I agree with that. However, there are people out there that extended themselves in mortgages that don't necessarily... Maybe they shouldn't have been in that home, or maybe that was way out of their price range. I don't know.
Well, they're all out on the street now, and those that got any kind of a settlement got a few hundred bucks. So it hasn't exactly been a just settlement for people.
I don't think it was ever intended for that, to be honest.
And in fact, the cases were not substantial, most of them. It was a few thousand dollars rather than the amount of money needed to get people to the position of where their homes would be above water.
Well, and, you know, more power to Mr. Breslow. I hope this works. I feel like we've tried 10, 20 different things up until now, and it still hasn't fixed all of the problems. So if this is one more tool in the toolbox, as they say, then, you know, I hope he can make it work.
All right, and that's where we're going to leave it. Thank you all so much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Renewable energy is going to be a big part of our future. And thanks to the education I'm getting, it's going to be a big part of my future, too. TMCC, you complete me.
I'm JD, owner of Ultimate Automotive Repair. Hundreds, even thousands of dollars are overspent when you go to an automotive shop. And let me tell you why. Inexperienced auto technicians, greedy personnel, and people who just want to make a buck. Where at Ultimate Automotive Repair, I want to set the standards in auto repair.
Attention, a very wealthy U.S. benefactor now reveals success secrets of the rich and famous. An ancient secret used by the rich and powerful to achieve wealth, romantic love, power, luck, and dynamic, vibrant health is now being revealed to the public absolutely free. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and available only for a limited time. Receive the CD, Success Secrets Revealed, absolutely free. The CD is free and there is no obligation. Manifest money, a new car or home, a passionate romantic lover, uncanny luck, and dynamic, vibrant health. Eliminate debt and become financially free. Call the number on your screen and receive the CD, Success Secrets Revealed, absolutely free. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and available only for a limited time. Success Secrets are finally revealed.
Caring about people and their well-being, that's what got me interested in nursing. But your program is what got me the nursing job of my dreams. TMCC, you complete me.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, we'll talk with Howard Stutz, the gaming correspondent for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Lots to talk about with him. See you next time.